Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a Friday, a true Friday, and then of course that means
open line. Open line on kaya959.
Whatever you want to discuss, let's go. Let's start off with Masego and Honeydew. Masego, how's it going?
Hi fam, how's it?
We are good, thank you very much.
I'm good, man. Listen, Caesar, I want us to talk about this, man.
Yeah.
There's a scam of pool guys and garden guys, the ones that appear in America.
Yeah.
And why don't we have those sexy ones that are a threat to our husband in South Africa? When you have that cool guy, Bra James and Gabra Williams, and like your husband doesn't care, and I hope he's not listening. He doesn't care for the garden guy, the garden boy came out. In America, they show these guys with muscles and whatever. And there's always that. Why our garden guys and cool guys is those short men? Like, it's a scam, man. Why? Where are those guys? So I'm listening and I'm putting it out there.
So
if there's any guys with myself.
Here's the thing, right? Have you seen a magic dipping there for solo?
Sorry?
A magic doesn't work with dipping in there for solo.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because you see, that's hard labor. So generally, those guys will always be in shape. If you see them, they'll always be in shape because every day, literally, all they do is they hammer with the pick and they pick up soil with the shovel. So those guys get more done. Usually they are in shape. I don't know about the gardeners, maybe. I don't know. But Lava says, who are always hard at work, they'll be in shape.
But I'll marry season now. If you are my husband and you know that guy is working at my house, it won't be a threat. I'm trying to talk about those ones who are putting the salt in the house. Like, the husband must not relax and thinking, that pool guy. You know, those ones in TV, he'll be doing the pool without the t-shirt. Like, you know.
Then you must go out and recruit. You must go hire the guys.
But they are not available. When you get one who's good, like I'm saying, is Bra James, that short guy, that short Munna Mukhulunyana. Like,
that's funny. Shop,
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Enjoy. This is funny.
Hey, Season the team. Season at TNTF. I'm a little zamikung. Since I'm obtaining license 2006. Driving motors around to manage motayam. Bang shai silo. Let's touch as I'm slanging in. But it's bong in pillow. Abai shai sanga. Kakulu. But at least I'm a kung. Season. Guys, accident. It's accident. Kodwa. Ang slanging in.
Ah, well, sorry, man. But as you say, it's bong in pillow. At least nobody got hurt. And now where you sound like at least you got away with your life. The car you can always fix.
Or you could always get her another one.
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
Why not?
My boo. I just bought somebody a car now the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but that was for his business.
Oh, that's nice. That's
yeah.
Lovely.
You can buy another one.
Morning, Susan, the team. I just want us to talk to motorist, man. You know, motorists, please exercise patience, especially towards pedestrians. Manje, you can see Mvulaya net and all that. So, you find that there's water, dama, your man's somewhere. Utala muntu yenze nge high speed, puchu, ngena kulawo manzi nje, utala muntu ozihambela ngenyawo emsebenzini. Uphi ubuntu bafethu? Yazi le nto le, I observe it almost every day among drive. So, I mean, at least among approach lawo manzi, I reduce the speed. I don't care who is behind me. At least ngidlule kahle. Ngiphinde ngiyenze neutha kuleyo muntu so that ngimbonise ukuthi mfungi yakuhlonipha, uhamba ngenyawo. Ukuhamba ngenyawo ukusho ukuthi lo muntu lo akanamali or uyislima. So, let's just be patient bafethu, man. I see this thing most of the time and it's not right, eh? Or Ramsey Boxberg, sure.
And it's not even just that, right? It's also just dangerous to be driving at high speeds when there's water puddles on the road right. And all those things. So you really shouldn't.
When we're sending voice notes, please can you switch off the radio in the background? You obviously want to say something important and we want to hear what you're saying. But now ngilalele voice note ngapha usizwe nompho in the background also talking. Like kubhizi nje. Ngiyacela bandla, please can you switch off the radio when you send your voice notes. Thank you. Have a good Friday.
That's a good one.
Hi, Sizzle World. Happy Friday. What is in my mind? I'm thinking now, as Mamelo, aka Cat, the Nyao, Magati Ama Security, Ike, Ahola, Ama Thousands, Manjanga Guvalo, Kito, Shuti, Bashela, Basa Sebens, or Getaralan. I'm curious on that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he's got other clients, then the guys have been deployed to other clients. But generally speaking, right, those security people earn about 80 grand. So between 80 to 100. So he wasn't lying when he said that. So when he's moving with that many, he was probably paying 2 million. If he was paying those guys the amount he said he's paying them, 2 million every month. Yeah, this guy took his security very, very seriously.
Hey, Seize the World team. I've got so many questions around that hijacked house in Bryanston. So the couple says that their house was hijacked when they went on holiday. And now there's like 40, in inverted commas, shacks in that property. So it got hijacked by Yega Nabovele and they kept on paying for the house. No, like the rules need to change around this. Hey, like in Kriakonje, by hijack it and you're just going to let it go. Okay, maybe I just need to read up on the story, but please explain that process, Izwe. Like what happens when your house get hijacked?
I have no idea what happens. I've never had a house get hijacked. I can tell you, however, what I've heard about that house. And it's that that house belongs to a certain gangster's sister. It's a very famous gangster. You'll know his name. And they are the ones where the house was sold on auction forcibly, who decided that they want to approach a court and interdict that sale. This is what I heard, right? So it's hearsay. But you can go research it for yourself. That's as far as I know, okay? But as you heard yesterday, they went to a site. They found a Mawindi house, about 40 of them. Hey, oh my God, South Africa. And this house is in Bryanston. And we are told that they're collecting hundreds of thousands of rent.
$2,000 per Wendy house.
And they're collecting that rent every month. So, yeah. Hi.
Eh shwafit mhlambe ngasizakala la maybe kungaba khona ongangisiza. It's been 2 days now. Inyawo lami liyaluma ngaphansi. 2 consecutive days now. Liyaluma. Left foot, inyawo lami laka left, eh liyaluma yong. Hey, aningisize lapho.
When you were younger, you used to get told that means you're about to embark on a long journey, my bro.
Yes, yes. I was about to say, he's about to go on a trip.
Yeah. So, we deserve Buyeza. In fact, it's here. So, you know where you're going. You're going to go see your other family.
morning, Bomkaya, morning, Bomkaya. Hey, he called us value, man. Lavantana Bamba Nizinja, Tratin. Hey, Bamba Nizinja, 7 or 10 Nizinja, he speak up box up. Direction I say, consumes Ali Segmela, Melina Melin, and Avantana Nizinja iconum. As cousin Lenosiman, as he called us value, as Chabulis, as a meaningful. You will the analysis in Jalis Nay pick up box.
Kulumanjelo umuntu lona usakhuluma ngokuthi abantu bathelana ngamanzi emgwaqweni bavele kwaqhamuka komunye umuntu wangithela right now this minute. I don't know what you call that. But yeah, the things we do on the road. This is Porsche here. Thank you, have a lovely day.
Hey, sorry, this is Porsche. Sorry. Uhamba kubuye, there's still water because it's sunny where we are. But yeah, very sorry about that.
See, to answer that lady about the gardener, the gardeners and everything, it's for the same reason we have our auntie, abana 40, abana 50, abana pendle, naba kukile, naba gasjablisi. So, yeah, the reason the are good, but let's have our auntie labo. It's the same reason the gardener which naas elali. I don't believe how. If they can bring Nati ama abo and abazo cleaner lapho ama neni abo 25-26 lapho nathi so ba happy nathi sabanika ama garden injalo nje.
Good morning guys, morning. On today's open line guys, tomorrow I'm turning 30. It's my birthday. Kikupa limpinele and also kikupa an advice or life lesson or life hack. Could be about money, life, anything, Jay. I would appreciate it so much. Kimamoya and welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Mamoya. So 30 is, these are definitive years in life, right? First of all, happy birthday in advance. You'll find that this will be the decade where everything you do in your life will either serve you well or you regret it for a while to come. We're still in your building years in the 30s. So in your career, for example, you'll find that's where things will begin to start to take shape. You may get a promotion, get into management, so you need to focus more. And then in your 40s, you'll start to reap rewards of everything you've done in your 30s. So enjoy it, but also be pretty serious about it.
Sizwe, sanibona lapho. Ninonke. Sizwe, can I just steal this moment of your show and wish my daughter a happy birthday? Amukhelang nima lomkhanima maphang. Happy birthday, baby girl. Like I always used to say to you, no matter what, daddy loves you. Happy birthday, baby.
Amukhelang, have a very, very, very wonderful birthday.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.